Blog Talk Radio.
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on.
Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets War Room for this Monday, March 4th, 2024. Now, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and tonight I'm being joined by some of the anointed servant leaders of Spirit Alive, and in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, hallelujah. We have with us tonight Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and Mother, excuse me, Mattie Scott. So on behalf of all of us, we just want to welcome you to tonight's program. Our program tonight is entitled, our Bible study and prayer meeting is entitled Radical Prayer. But before we begin, I would like to have a short word of prayer. Amen. Amen. Almost high, we come once again before your throne of grace, just singing praises unto your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father God, for yet another opportunity to go out over the airwaves and to bless your people. Lord, we thank you for the love and the unity that we share as we disciple your people. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for each and every listener. We pray, Lord God, that you would just empower them, Lord, equip them, Father God, so that they can live a more abundant life in you. We pray for the lost, Father God. We are praying that on tonight, if they hear something that will cause them to give their lives to you. And, Lord, if any of us anywhere in this world that are listening tonight have done something that is unpleasing to you, Lord, in mind, in body, or in spirit, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, right now so that we can go forth and enter into your presence, Lord God, with clean hands. It is in the holy and righteous name of Jesus we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you. Before we go into prayer tonight, we're going to be talking about radical prayer, okay?
Yes.
And so because I think it is so important that we really become very mindful of how we go to the Lord. So I have a question for you tonight. Do you need God to do something radical in your life? Do you? I know I do. I need God to do radical things for me and through me. So, you know, I started paying a lot more attention to praying radically, you know, because I've learned that radical prayer get radical results. Now, why do I say that radical prayers get radical answers or results? Well, I believe it's because God didn't waste his time when he wrote the Bible. So for me, if God said it, he meant it, and that settles it. Because if he meant it back then, he still means every single word of it for all of us today. The word of God declares that all scripture is God-breathed. It is proceeded out of him and is somehow a manifestation of his person to us. Because John 1:1 tells us this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, what we need to get down in our sanctified souls is that God is his Word, and he can be dependent on it. So that means his Word can be dependent upon. And that, my friends, means that when God says radical things, I mean radical things like, I will heal you from all of your diseases. That's in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3, where it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Yeah, see, that's one of those radical promises that he made to us. He says, I'm going to be with you in the time of trouble. I'm going to deliver you, and I'm actually going to honor you. Look what it says in Psalm 91:15. It says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. God tells us that he will show us great and mighty things if we just call upon him, like it says in Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You know, the Word of God tells us that Jesus became poor so that we could become rich. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 8:9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Now, when God says all those things, thanks to God, we've got to believe that he means it. We've got to know that he means it. Jesus himself said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. Listen, if we can really believe in these radical promises, then we should know that we can and we should pray them right back to him. Now, I've been praying the word for a long time, but God is showing me that I have not been praying radically. Oh, I've been believing that God can do all things all the time, and I pray those things for others, while apparently I've just been content with the crumbs. But you know what, praise God, I'm not content with just the crumbs anymore. I want to begin pray in a way that I know I will receive everything that God has for me to the fullest. See, I believe what God says, and I believe it's for me. Mm-hmm. Second Timothy 3:16 tells me that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. See, I claim God's promise to answer me and show me great and mighty things that I don't know, just as he tells me in Jeremiah 33:3. And when ever since I've been believing and have been being convicted, boy, has he ever been showing me some things. Things I would have never thought to pray for. I'm like, really? I wouldn't even thought of that, Lord Jesus. But these kind of things have been popping out of the woodwork, and I sure want to thank you, Lord God. But now, because I'm a servant, I'm always up there asking God what more I can do to make sure I'm doing everything I can to disciple his people responsibly. You know, I'm up there like a little kid. I'm just always up there asking questions. Well, why, Lord? Well, you know, but here's a sidebar for you. Never, ever go to God asking too many questions unless you are ready for an assignment. Do you hear what I said? I was up there one day. You know, I was just up there one day just telling God how I knew that he could just do all things, and I knew that his people are praying. So my question was, why aren't we seeing more radical changes? Okay, then I heard a question, and it hit me like a ton of bricks, and it has been resounding in my spirit every since. I heard this. Are you teaching others how to truly pray? I said, huh? What you say? And then I had to ask myself a question. How are we entering into the presence of the Most High God? That's what I had to ask myself. Because, you know, as I stated in our teaching on the importance of praise to prayer, I talked about how easy it was for so many of us to just go to God with our laundry list, deposit them at his feet, and then we're off to do our own thing. Okay? You know, it's like, hey, God, how you, you know, just speaking with Apostle Zeta, you know, we do God like people do us. They call us up, not a how you doing, Apostle, not a how you been or nothing. Just start in. Lord, this is what I need. Here you go. Thanks. Just let me know when you're ready to fulfill them. And they're gone. But for me, suddenly all I want to do is help others get an even clearer understanding of how to communicate our love language to God. You see, now I'm not just concerned about what we pray, but I'm concerned about how we pray. And if we want to see radical change, we must pray radical prayers. Now, radical prayer is simply prayer that is laser focused on who we are in Christ with an unshakable faith as we pray God's word through the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, radical prayer is a verbal prayer. It's a crying out to God through the power of the Holy Spirit with intent and purpose. This means, oh, we're not going up there leaning on our own understanding. No, 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 no. We're not just praying according to our means. We're not praying according to our circumstances. But we are going to God, crying out to him, trusting him to know and to do what is best for us. So what have you been waiting for God to do in your life? What are you believing God for? What do you need to start praying radical prayers about? You know, maybe you need a relationship healed, or maybe you need God to reconcile your financial accounts. Somebody might need a new job or physical healing for themselves or for a loved one. Beloved, you can believe me when I tell you that whatever you need, Father God has your answer. More importantly, he is our answer. God is ready and willing and able to heap his promises upon us when we correctly enter into his presence in faith, totally trusting him to know what's best for us. Hallelujah. And then we better be ready to obey exactly what he says. Hallelujah. Now, we have discussed many types of prayer here over the years. But now I'm being led to teach more in depth about how we pray. How do we enter into the presence of the Most High God? You see, I need you to know that radical prayer is just another tool in our prayer arsenal. It's just another kind of prayer. And like I said, radical prayer is that aggressive verbal prayer. It's a crying out to God in the Holy Spirit through the scripture. And so, since it's always good to start with a definition, that's going to be my working definition for tonight. So let's break that down and look more closely at what radical prayer is. Well, radical prayer is based on the model of prayer we see in the Bible. We are taught in Psalms that it's a verbal crying out to God. When we look at the Psalms, one thing we find a lot is crying out to God in prayer. The Latin word clamo, not clamo, but clamo, is used 42 times in the Psalms all by itself. And it means to call, cry out, or to call to or upon for aid. Here are a couple examples. I cried unto him with my mouth. I cried to the Lord with my voice. We also see the word clamor, because we're talking, I'm speaking in the Latin form, is used an additional 5 times in the Psalm, and it means a cry, an earnest plea for help. Listen to this. Hearken to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to thee do I pray. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. This verbal prayer, this crying out to God, is always going to be in the Holy Spirit. Now, just for your edification, here are two Old Testament examples, and there are many more, but in 2 Chronicles, Israel is being besieged by the king of Assyria. King Hezekiah is confronted by the threats of the Assyrians and prays to God for help. And 2 Kings 19 recounts the king's prayer, okay? 2 Chronicles 32 and 20 describes the prayer because of this and cried to heaven. He says, because of this, I cried to heaven. And what was the outcome of their radical prayers? Oh, well, that night the angel of the Lord went forth and he killed 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. King Hezekiah, the prophet and the son of Amos, prayed, hallelujah, and God showed up and showed out. Another example, during a drought, the prophet Elijah goes to live with a widow and her son. The son became ill and died. In Kings 17:17-24, we read about Elijah's radical prayer for that son. He said to her, give me your son. And he took him from her bosom and carried him up into the upper chamber where he lodged and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried to the Lord, O Lord, my God, hast thou brought calamity even upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried to the Lord, O Lord, my God, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord hearkened. And the word hearkened means to hear and to do. So the Lord heard his voice. And guess what? The soul of the child came back to him again, and he was revived. Hallelujah. Are we praying in a way that God will hearken to our voice? 2 Samuel 6 shows us the example of King David in a radical prayer of praise. It said, and David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with linen and ephah. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn. Now, we can also see examples of radical prayer in the New Testament. Oh, I know my family knows this one. See, in the book of Acts, we have a recount, it is recounted that Paul and Silas had went to Philippi, and Paul cast out the spirit of divination from a woman that was following him around, you know. And when he did that, those who had profited from her had them thrown in jail. And then if we go on down and read in Acts 16, the word of God says that at about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and they were singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's feathers were unfastened. So what kind of prayer causes an earthquake? I would say a radical one. Listen, Peter and John were brought before the council in order to stop preaching Jesus. Now, after they were sent away, they rejoined the believers. We can read their prayer in Acts chapter 4. It says, they lifted their voices together to God and said, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to thy servants to speak thy word with all boldness while thou stretchest out thy hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of thy holy servant, Jesus. And then when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. I would think that's a house-shaking radical prayer, okay? Now, I'm sure if you search the scriptures for yourself as led by the Spirit, you will find plenty more examples of radical prayers, like the prayers of Esther and Judith, or more importantly, the prayers of Jesus. There are 150 psalms, and you can usually find one that fits your prayer situation. You can pray it out loud and intersperse it with verses with your own spontaneous prayers. For example, Psalm 51 is a radical prayer of repentance. It was the prayer of David when Nathan, the prophet, came to him after he had committed adultery. It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy steadfast love, according to thy abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. There are psalms containing radical prayers for protection and deliverance. How about this one? Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Hallelujah. Or you may pray the whole entire Psalm 21 if you want to. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalm 35, we can find, is another good one, where it says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of the shield and buckler and rise for my help. Draw the spear and the javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your deliverance. We can see radical prayers in the lives of the saints. And there are many beautiful prayers that are written, and we can pray them, and we can get nourishment from them. But I want you to remember, even though our spiritual readings and our prayers that we can find in prayer books or, you know, are on the internet, they're good. And they serve their purpose. But I'm telling you tonight, what we need to always be doing more than eating just spiritual junk food. If we believe we are what we eat, so to speak, we just shouldn't be just reading regurgitated prayers of another. You know, because I believe when you do that without, you're not allowing, you're not giving the Holy Spirit an opportunity to tell you what to pray for. We, too many of us have gotten lazy. We think, well, if I, oh, this is a good prayer right here. You know, I'll just pray this and I'll be done. You know, I'll just say this prayer. It'll work. Well, it might not work. You see, the Holy Spirit might have gave that prayer to whoever wrote it in that book, but he didn't give it to you because you got it out of a book. Mm-hmm. You see, before we can pray radically, we have to first get in touch with the radical one. That's the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know. If we want to pray radical prayers, then the first thing we need to do is go and say, hey, Holy Spirit, I want you to advocate and help and participate in this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. lead me, guide mm-hmm. me, show me how to pray.
Yeah.
And then say to God, we must enter into God's presence in the correct way. And that is with praise and thanksgiving. You know, we need to go up there and just let God know, you know what, Lord, we love you simply because we praise you, because simply because you're worthy. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. You know, Lord, I just want to sit up in here and listen. Sometimes I don't need to ask you anything. I just want to come up here and be in your presence. But after you've done that, after you have gone to the Lord, after you went to the Holy Spirit and asked the Holy Spirit, petitioned the Holy Spirit to stand with you in prayer as you go to the Father, and then after you have went to the Father and you will begin to worship him through praise and thanksgiving and just thanking him for what he's already done, letting him know that he is just, you're doing more than seeking his hand, but you just want to know him. Then after you've done that, then you can begin to cry out and pray what's on your heart. Pray the petitions of your intentions. Then you can intercede for us, the intentions for others. You know, we got to pray for our loved ones, pray for our country, pray for the church, pray for God's help in the battle, whatever battle we're in. You know, we should get in the habit of just praying God's word back to him. We should get in the habit of just saying to the Lord, I know what you have promised me. I believe your word is true, and I believe your word is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, I want you to show up and do what you said you would. That's radical. That's radical. You know, you can pray a psalm. You can pray just straight scripture. You know, you hear me say all the time to God, God, you know, we understand that the government sit upon your shoulders. Hallelujah. We understand, Lord, that you are God and you are holy and you change not. We understand that, Lord. So, Lord, when you said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm, hallelujah, as long as I'm walking in you, as long as I'm being obedient to you, as long as I'm trusting in you, what them people, like I said to my family yesterday, what them people have to say about you or to you ain't none of your business, ain't none of mine either, because God is going to take up that battle. Hallelujah. When you find there might be somebody out there tonight that you might be struggling with addiction, and it don't have to just always be to drugs. You know, when people say the word addiction, people's mind automatically go to drugs or to alcohol. But we could be addicted to shopping, to gambling, to running our mouths. We can be addicted to a lot of things. But we can cry out to God, and we know that he is Jehovah Rapha, the healer. We know that he has said, I am always near to the brokenhearted. If your heart is broken, if you're tired, you're worn out, you're worn down, that's the time to cry out. And that's the time to go to him and cry out through his holy word. Lord, you said, when I'm weary, I can come unto you, and you will give me rest. Here I am. It's time for a timeout. Lord, you said that you would lead me and guide me. Lord, I'm here. I'm showed up to the party. Tell me what you want me to do. Show me what you want me to do according to your word. I want to be more than just a hearer of the word or a reader of the word. I want to be a doer of the word. Show me what to do, oh God. You know, we see the things happening with our children around the world, the sex trafficking, the exploitation, Father God, Lord, you said that we would rather have a millstone, that's 2,000 pounds, Lord Jesus, around our neck than to suffer one of your little children, than to mess with one of your little children. That's what you said. Now, Lord, we want you to take these situations that we see with these children, we want you to take it in hand. Hallelujah. Lord, you said We have to pray radically. The time for all of these blanket prayers, oh, Lord, heal us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, bless us, oh, God. No, the time for blanket prayers have been over. We need to get specific. And we need to allow God to put some verbs in his sentences. Well, daughter, I need you to go over here and I need you to do this. Well, daughter, I need you to pray this. Or daughter, I need you to start paying more attention to this. And that's what we do. Now, I'm not, like I said, this is a definition of regular of radical prayer. It is not the only definition. This is just the place that I wanted to start because, as I said at the top of our program, I am joined by anointed servant leaders in here tonight, and I want them to weigh in with their comments, and then you're going to get to hear how to pray radically. Now, everyone in the studio, I'm going to unmute your mics at this time. And I think I want to start with the mighty man of God tonight, Bishop Lester Carver. What say you? What say you? What the Lord give to you on tonight, my brother?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Chris. Yeah, tonight, I'll tell you, you know, when we talk about prayer, God is serious about communicating with us. And we have to pursue love first, beyond everything else. We pursue love. And then after pursuing love, then we desire spiritual things. And there is no greater spiritual thing than learning to speak to your Heavenly Father in your heavenly prayer language. And as you do that, you're going to build up your inner man so that not only are you going to be speaking into the heavenlies, but you're going to be receiving from God what he needs you to hear from him. You're going to have an open line of communication. And see, that's what this is all about. Because for 4,000 years after Adam's sin, mankind was without that direct line of communication to God. And now, for the past 2,000 years, we act like that direct line of communication is not a big deal. We act like it's not something to seek after and to pursue. And when you talk about pursuing love, that starts with loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the next thing that happens is we have to love ourselves. And there's no better way to love yourself than to pray to the Father in your heavenly prayer language so that you can build up your inner man on your most holy faith, as it says in Jude 1:20. And so when we get to the point where we are pursuing love and desiring spiritual things, then when we pray, we're expecting results. So the specific scripture I was thinking of as we were reading, we were discussing, was in Philippians chapter 4. And in Philippians 4, it was really discussing how we should never be anxious. We should never be worried. We should never be in fear. But in everything, by prayer, by grateful language and supplication, making our petitions known to God with thanksgiving. It says, let our petitions be made known to God, and then the peace of God that excels all thought will guard your hearts with your powers by means of Christ Jesus. And so we have to get to the point where we desire to enter into that place of peace with God that surpasses all understanding. But we have to come to God with grateful language, worshipful language. And then we have to make our petitions known, and those petitions have to be known presented with thanksgiving, understanding that God promised that these things have already been accomplished. We're simply going to the throne to receive what God has already been made available, already made available to us. And so when you talk about radical, what's radical is that we have to modify our mindset so that we can have the mindset of a child, so that when we ask God, we actually believe he's going to receive without us trying to add to what he's already given us, without us trying to add to the power that he's already placed within us, right? So now, it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, is when as it pertains to the pursuing love, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. This is talking about speaking in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So now your petitions are on behalf of all saints. And see, when your heart is for others, when your mind is for others, when you focus, and see, I'm telling you, we can misappropriate prayers to all of the suffering, to all of the sick, to all of the kidnapped, to all of the abused. And this is telling us to focus on the saints. Your prayer is for the saints. Not to say that we don't pray for others, right? But you know, there are those who God has called before the foundations of the world to be they're a part of the kingdom already because he called them before the foundations of the world. But now they are in those conditions where they're not yet saved, where they are enslaved, where they are abused, where they are suffering, where they are afflicted, and we're to be praying for them. And when I remember, it sounded so hard when Jesus Christ said, I'm not here for all of y'all. I'm here for the lost sheep of the children of Israel, right? And that sounded hard. Then he didn't stop there because you saw him continue to minister to others as he was ministering to the lost sheep of the children. So I just wanted to leave that particular piece tonight. That's what was on my heart as it pertains to radical prayer. But when we believe to receive and we think as a child, when we go before the throne of God and remember that God is all powerful, God is present everywhere, and God knows everything. So there's nothing you're going to present to him that he doesn't already know, that he doesn't know how to resolve, that he is not positioned to handle immediately. So our expectation has to be that of a child, knowing that, hey, our God has it. All we got to do is ask. And I think is how you've got this little kid, a toddler, who sees the cup of orange juice on the counter. And his mom's standing right there. All you got to do is ask his mom and she'll hand it to him. But his ego wants to grab the cup and get it himself. And instead of drinking the juice, he ends up wearing the juice and crying. And then somebody has to clean up after him, right? That's what it's like when you humble ourselves as a child and go before the throne of God and ask him in faith for what we need, what we want, the desires of our heart. And that's the thing. When God places a desire in your heart, it's because you're delighting in his word. And that means that what God desires is now what you desire. And that thing has to come to pass. You're just going before the throne to get it. That's the divine scripture. That's all I had to say tonight.
That's what I was counting on. Hallelujah, right there. Yes, Lord, I love it. So would you go ahead and pray now, man of God?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we thank you for how awesome you are. We thank you for your very real presence in our life. And we thank you for the awesome that we have to come through the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, directly before your throne, in that secret place that nothing can enter into and disturb. Father, I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that you place within us that we can call upon, that we can walk in at all times, understanding that we are the dwelling place for you. We are the dwelling place that you are getting power into the world. Father, we thank you for others experiencing your hand through us. Father, I thank you for My desire is to be your desire. God, I thank you for our level of expectation and preaching so
yes,
that signs and wonders follow us continually, and we take note of those signs, miracles, and wonders so that we don't
yes,
dismiss
Lord.
Them. We don't take them for granted. We don't discount them, and we acknowledge mm-hmm. everything that you're already doing throughout the earth.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for removing the veil from our eyes so that we can thank you for what you've already done and what you're already
yes,
doing and
Lord
what you're
God.
Continuing to do
through yes,
your people
Lord.
Right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my wonderful brother. Thank you. If you have been following the bishop, you have heard him talk to us about Philippians for a while because he's right. You know, when we love God, when you start from a place of love, hallelujah. You love
Amen.
God, love yourself, love of others. When you start from that place, hallelujah.
Yes.
God is going to be right there with you as you pray. Hallelujah. Because as he said, all I want is what God wants for me. I don't want any more. I'm not looking around at what God has given to Bishop Lester, Pastor Vanessa, or Apostle Zeta, or Mother Mitchell, or Mother Scott, I want what God has for me. I
Amen.
Want to pray the way he needs for me to pray, because he will lay things on certain servant leaders' hearts, and it becomes their mission. It becomes their passion. It's something that they know the importance of it. So God wants them to be, you know, he understands that they are convicted, they are convinced, they are sold out. They know this for themselves. So they just want other people to know it too. That's it. When we do these teachings, they're not to condemn anybody. They're not judging anybody. It's because we love you, and we want you to have everything that God has for you.
Yes.
We don't want to think about our brothers and sisters being in pain or being, you know, being sick or being, you know, whatever the
right.
case may be. We want you to live an abundant life. And too many Christians act like that abundant life is not going to come until after we hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. When God is saying to us, we can live the abundant life right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so
I
want to thank you once again, Bishop. That's why I love discipling together. So because, one, it doesn't wear me out. You know, and also, I'm not arrogant enough to say to think that anybody, you know, my voice is the only voice that needs to be heard. If that was the case, God just could have listened to himself. Jesus wouldn't have told everybody, "Go ye therefore." He would have just told me. You see. So I praise God for
Amen.
That. That was mighty, mighty good. Now what I'm going to do
Amen.
Is call on one of our beloved elders at this time, one of them. We're going to call on Mother Mattie Scott to come on in the room, and she can offer us her pearls of wisdom, however the way the Lord
Amen.
Gave it to her. Good evening, Mother Mattie. We love you, ma'am.
Good evening. I love you all, too. Only thing I can say, I like the way that you brought the lesson this evening. Radical prayer, that's something new to me.
Amen.
Right
okay.
now. Right now, I've lost a relative. And,
right.
My spirit is somewhat low, but in the midst of what we're going through, we have to praise the Lord.
Yeah,
we have to praise the Lord. We have to praise him anyway, no matter what it is. Sometimes it's not good,
right.
but we have to praise the Lord no matter what.
Yeah,
you mentioned
that
radical prayer. You're right. We have to ask for and pray for specifically what we need. And to be humble as well when we come to the Lord.
Yes.
But then we have to pray specifically for what we need. And
that's why
I know the Lord do answer prayer. Because sometimes I don't always be like I should be. But Satan attacks the Lord's saints. And sometimes
yes, he does.
The enemy don't want you to listen to the word, but I makes myself listen to the word because I have to in the word of God. I have to stay in the word of God and stand on his word and his promises. But Satan is always there to attack. He's going to be there
yes,
to attack.
Is. Yes, he is.
And at
he
your
is.
Lowest moment, there goes Satan. He's going to attack you. So
the devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar. Because the Lord don't guarantee us roses and chocolates and cherries and all this. The Lord let us know we're going to have trials and tribulations. But we have to put our faith and trust in him no matter what the circumstances are. So I thank God that, you know, I thank King Jesus that they listen to our prayers. The prayers of the righteous
yes.
are very much around his throne of grace. So I just thank the Lord. And my cousin Carl Jordan, he's with the Lord. Some
Hallelujah.
People don't believe. I'm gonna share this with you. Some people don't believe that the Lord will talk to you, but God will talk to you when you hear that
yeah,
clear, still voice, just as clear as a bell. You know it's the Lord because the Lord knows His sheep, and His sheep knows His voice. The Lord told
That's
me
right.
just the other day.
Come on.
Lord told me, said Carl is saved. Carl is with me. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Father God. That was one of my concerns, Carl being saved, my cousin being saved. Because he said, I'm not as religious as you and the rest of the family. He said, but I love the Lord and believe in the Lord. And I communicate with him and talk to him in my own way. So when the Lord told me what he told me, I said, thank you, Jesus. So I know Carl is with the Lord. We miss people in the flesh. But we all are like beautiful flowers in the Lord's garden, and he only picks
yes.
the best. And when it's time for us to go, he's going to pick us and take us home. So, you know,
sure.
this lesson is more heartfelt because I'm going through what I'm going through, but I know
yes,
that
ma'am.
The race is not given to the swift nor to the strongest,
yes,
but the one that will endure to the end.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's a bridge. That's a bridge we all got to cross. We all got to cross that bridge. So I just thank God for his darling, beautiful son, King Jesus, who hung, bled, and died, but rose in 3 days with all power in his hands early Easter Sunday morning. And this is the month of March 31st will be Resurrection Sunday. So we thank
yes.
King Jesus
yes.
for what he did. He obeyed Father God's will. So we thank Father
yes,
God for sending his son Jesus to save the world. He died for the sins of the world, but he come to save us. And just like you said, King Jesus made himself become poor so that we could become rich. That right there is joy right there. That's joy
yes,
right there.
Is.
And we have a chance to live again and see our loved ones. So that right there, that gives us hope. That gives us joy in
yes.
knowing
yes.
that the Lord's word going to stand forever and ever. It's everlasting and eternal. That
yes,
will never change.
Ma'am.
The Lord never changes. So we just thank the Lord right now. We thank
yes.
him. We just thank him and thank him. And right now
thank
I'm coming
you,
to Father God and King Jesus' holy, beautiful throne of grace right now.
Yes,
Father
ma'am.
God, King Jesus, we come to your holy grace right now.
Yes,
first of
ma'am.
All, Lord,
yes.
thanking you so much for your many, many blessings, Lord, because you're
yes,
working
Lord.
To be praised, Lord. And, Lord, you know how I was feeling before I tuned into the service. You know how I was feeling. I just felt not good at all, not good. But I'm so glad, Lord,
my
you
Lord,
made me listen,
bless, Lord.
Listen to the program, because I needed to be uplifted. We all need to be uplifted.
Yes,
and I thank you,
Lord,
for Bishop Cook and the Spirit of Life of Family. I thank you, Lord, for them, because they tell your word like it is, Lord. Because you got so many people on TV, TV Jakes, who's in a scandal now. Then you got Joel Osteen, some woman come in his church shooting a gun. She had a child
yes.
outside. And it was sad the child got injured, and I prayed for that child. I lifted up that child in prayer.
Yes, Lord,
and then you got Creflo Dollar, who got in a scam, and then you got Joyce Myers. So you got people on the TV that are pimping the church. They're all about the dollars. But see, Lord, you done already separated the tares from the wheat, and the wheat from the tares. And the sheep are separated from the goats. So, Lord, Lord, I just thank you right now. Thank you for Spirit Alive Family. Thank you, Lord, for Bishop Cook and Pastor Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Apostle Zeta, Mother Mitchell, all the Spirit Alive Family, Minister Tina, Minister Tuggle, Brother Rick, and all the Spirit Alive Family. If I forgot somebody, I'm sorry. But I thank you, Lord, for all of them. And I just lift them up and their families in prayer. Cover them, Lord, in your blood. Cover their homes and family in your blood. Protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Protect them from danger seen and unseen, Lord. Because we're living in some dark, perilous times. Even the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said it's going to be some dark days ahead. And he foresaw this before his death. And it is. We see some dark, dark, perilous days ahead, dangerous days ahead. People killing their children, children killing their parents. I mean, it's just awful. It's just awful. And it's just scary, Lord. It's just scary. I seen on YouTube, Lord, some man killed his mother, 75 years old. Shot her to death and then set a house on fire. I said, Lord, have mercy. And Lord, I know you're tired. I know you're tired, how wicked some of your children are. And Lord, you're coming back. You're coming back to judge the world, and you're going to judge the churches. You're going to judge from the pulpit to the door, because you're coming back to judge the world. And everybody that say, Lord, Lord, not going to be with you. And I know that, Lord.
That's right.
But Lord, your servants and your saints, you say you preserve them forever, and you do. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord will deliver them out of every one of them. That I know, Lord, and not one of our bones will be broken. So, Lord, I thank you right now for your many, many blessings. I lift up the Spirit Alive family, Bishop Cook and her family. I lift up Mrs. Givens, Mother Givens. Lift her up in prayer, because she's really missing a treat. She's missing a treat. So, Lord, I thank you right now. I'm lifting up the Scott family. The Scott family, who told me about Spirit Alive.
Lord.
I lift up the Scott family. So, Lord, I thank you right now. Lord, you're working. I just lift up all churches that stand in your name, Lord.
Yes.
And I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you.
Yes.
And Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar, and he's an author of liars. But, Lord, you're in control. You sit high on your throne. You sit high and look low. You look beyond our faults, Lord, and see our needs. So we just thank you right now. We just thank you. We just thank you. I just lift up the whole universe. I lift up the homeless, as always. I lift up the orphans and the widows. And the orphans that don't have no earthly parents, and the widows that don't have no husband, but you're a mother to the motherless, you're a father to the fatherless, you're a husband to the woman that's a widow that have lost her husband, and you're a husband to the woman that don't have a husband, period. And I lift up the elderly, who is the hoary head, as my mother used to say.
God.
I lift up the elderly. I lift up the afflicted. I lift up the children. The millennial generation, the babies, the children, protect the little children as they go to school, Lord. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger seen and unseen, Lord. Take care of the children. Take care of the teachers that teach our children. Take care of the young teenagers. Some of them are teenage moms and dads. They babies having babies. Take care of the young teenagers. Some children is being molested. Some children being neglected. Some of them being physically abused. Please, Heavenly Father, take care of our little children. Take care of our young.
I pray
for the young adults. I pray for the young adults too, Lord. Help them
Lord,
to know who you are. Put somebody in the young people's life, in the children's life, to teach them who you are so they can give their lives to you, Lord.
I
pray for the children. And I'm just praying for the street people. The drug dealers, the gang bangers, the prostitutes, the pimps, the street hustlers, the junkies, the alcoholics. I'm praying for the street people because they are somebody's son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter. I'm lifting up the street people and the ones that are incarcerated behind prison state bars,
yes,
and the ones behind juvenile
Jesus.
Bars. I lift them up. I lift up the bereaved families,
yes,
all over the world. And I know a young lady named Lynette Terry. She just lost her mom to cancer. Lifting the Terry family up in prayer. Lord have mercy.
Lord.
Just lifting people up.
Yes.
Just lifting people up. Because, Lord, you are men of broken heart. You're close to the ones that are brokenhearted in spirit.
Yes.
And blessed are those that mourn, for they will be comforted.
Be comforted. Yes,
blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed is the peacemakers, because they are called the children of God. So, Lord, I just thank you right now. Thank you for the Beatitudes. When you multiplied the fish and the bread, you took a child's lunch and multiplied that fish and that bread, Lord. Not only was the people, the 5,000 people, fed physically, and there was over enough food left, you fed them spiritually, Lord, and you taught them about the attitude. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed
thank
are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Lord, I thank you. When I get the feeling
thank
this
you.
Way, I can't help it. It's just like fire shut up in my bones.
All right,
I've got to tell everybody about the goodness of the Lord everywhere I go. I once was lost, but
thank
now
you,
I'm fine. Found. Once
thank
was
you,
blind,
Lord.
But now I can see. Amazing
you,
grace.
Lord.
How sweet the sound. Oh, Lord, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Once was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're so worthy. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're just worthy right now. You're worthy always. And you're worthy forever and ever, everlasting. Thank you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit dwell. Let your Holy Spirit dwell in this program. Let your Holy Spirit dwell. Let your Holy Spirit reign. Let all your children know. Like you said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Thank you, Lord. That's all we got to do is be still and know that you are God. You said, I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. And King Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father only by me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Thank you, Lord, for your prophets. Thank you, Lord, for your saints. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, because you're working, Lord.
Thank you.
And I pray for blessings for all the spirit alive family, because they help so many people and save so many people all around the world. Bless this ministry. Bless this program, Lord. And I just thank you right now in the precious mighty name of King Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all these blessings. And all these blessings I ask in your precious, holy, wonderful, beautiful name. Amen. And praise Father God and King Jesus to the highest. Hallelujah, the highest praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your word. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, you're worth it. You're worth it.
Yes, my brothers, my sisters, you have just heard a radical prayer of praise. Radical prayer. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear the mother tell everybody, you know what, my spirit is mighty low, but because of her love, first
thank
for
you.
God,
thank you, Jesus.
And then because of her love for others, she allowed God to use her in a mighty way. That blessed my sanctified soul right there. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Lord.
But we're going to move right along to Mother Mitchell. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
everyone. You can hear me. But,
yes,
you know, when I think of radical prayers, I...
Yeah, we can hear you, though, but just say what
small.
You need to say. Yeah.
Okay. I think of the thing that I'm learning growing up as a child under my mother and father. I thought those things were pretty radical. We were raised pretty radical. And then I raised my children pretty radical. But, you know, the first, when I thought of him like my earth father. I was reason to be. I knew my father loved me. I know my heaven loves me. So I want them. Here and as for I didn't all wet it. I'm not saying that, but he loved me enough, and he would explain to me why or why he couldn't get for me. That too, when I go to him, every time I pray, radical or otherwise, I say the amen, and here it is. Now go. No, it doesn't work that way. He wants us to be in him and who he is. He wants us to be cool. And in that time when he stepped there, those were radical prayers.
Yes, they were. Mother, you're getting garbly.
In the up, and then they walked out.
Touch Jesus.
That those prayed, you saw the results of radical prayers. Lion didn't handle. Smoke didn't even touch. And the old king saw in the furnace and saw what he put in there. Now
amen, Mom.
That comes about from the radical prayer. And there's so many more, like,
amen.
Men, or if need be, you know, to learn to pray the way well. And I thank God. For us and the Holy Spirit. The comforter he left here for us to be used. Like, it sounds like my Scott needed him and she needed him because I heard it. And
excuse me, Mother, you're getting garbled.
He left her out of science. Okay.
Yes.
I thank you for the time. And I didn't want to say anything, but this is such a program. I could not go bed and not say thank you to my Lord and Savior because he brought me from a long way.
Amen. And we're praying for the, and we want you to know we're truly praying for the situation with your phone because you have such good things to say and I really want people to be able to hear you. So I am radically praying that we get this the phone situation straightened out for you, Mom, because, you know, like I said, you're an important part of this ministry, and we want to be able to hear you clearly when you speak. Pastor Vanessa, come on in the room, beloved.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you, darling. Your phone is
prayer.
Not on.
Okay. When I think of radical prayer, there's three things that come to my mind, and I just thank you for your presentation. It was really good and thorough, and it's something to go back over again and study certain things and take out, chew on that stuff for a while, and then take it back. So thank you for your presentation, Apostle.
Amen.
I think of three things, right relationship, truth, and it's kind of what my spouse, Lester Carver, mentioned was speaking in the spirit.
Right, yes.
Relationship brings me to something I was reading in Genesis when I think of Abraham's relationship with God, from God taking him from his father's house and just everything that he dealt and everything that he faced and the practical directions God gave him, even about how to separate his land when him and Lot had that issue.
Yes, and that's good.
I think about how close that was, and it was just him talking to God, even about before he gave birth to, or was to conceive Isaac. All of these things were heartfelt. God dealt with him in his dreams. He directed him. And so that
yes.
makes me think of my relationship. That is a key component of
yes.
radical prayers. Our relationship, how we listen to God, how we react to
yes.
God, how we engage.
That's good.
How, you know, no matter where we are in our life, no matter what we're facing, what's hard, we go to him first. We listen to what he says. We take correction. We take however he has to chastise us to draw us closer to him, all these different things. But I go back to that relationship and how it was symbiotic because there was integrity that Abraham operated in. It counted to him as righteousness.
Yes.
We always quote that scripture, but that goes back to right relationship, and that takes
right, right relationship. Yes.
And then I think of truth. You know, Jesus said, I think of John 14, how Jesus was saying he is the truth and he is the life. And then he starts
yes.
talking to his apostles in that passage about knowing him. And do you, he said, I've been
yes.
with you this long, you don't know me, you know.
You
so that also goes back to our, how we plug in and how we
yes.
believe too. We can believe something, but are we really invested in what we believe? So that goes back to us
yes.
knowing the word and believing it and standing on it and trusting in it and that it is what it says and it says what it means, something like you said, Apostle. But there's so many different that what I gravitated to was to as well is being so plugged in that God doesn't have to pump and prime you and praising him, recognizing
Come
who
on.
He is. I mean, when we get into those places of worshiping him in spirit and in truth, whether it's collectively like we are doing tonight or whether it's in our own prayer time where he's drawing us in and been dealing with us all day about a subject, and we take that time and we shut down everything in our life, you know, that we, if we just work, if we making dinner, doing laundry, he just says, I need your full attention and I'm sequestering
yes.
you at this time to come and sit with me and listen to what I have to say. Whether
Amen.
It's about us, ourselves, or whether it's about something else that we're interceding for and our assignments. I do agree with that, with our assignments. But that praise is really important. There are certain
yes.
songs we like to listen to that we may, you know, like you're saying that, or there are certain prayers we want to pray, but to get to that real authentic places when he begins to give you the song, the sound that he wants,
yes.
and when he begins to give you that prayer, the prayer that he wants,
yes.
and we all
there
can get there.
Yes.
We can really get to that place. We don't have to feel like we always have to play something or do something, but just look for those authentic places in your life, and you will be in that place of radical prayer. So, Lord, I just
awesome.
Thank you for you being God and for you being sovereign and you're holy, and I give you glory, and I bless your holy name. And your name, Lord, above every name, Jesus' name is above every name. And there are so many things that your name means. And I thank you, Lord, today for you being more than enough. I thank
yes.
you, Lord, today for you being a healer, one that restores, one that protects us. So as we grow to learn who you are, I thank you, Lord, today for leadership as we begin to just keep studying the word, being easily discipled.
Yes.
And not fighting and being in places of rebellion or being in places where we're not being diligent to know who you are and to know who we are and to wrap ourselves around that and walk in that. And I thank
yes.
you, Lord, today for the peace that surpasses all understanding so we can focus. Because I thank
yes.
you, Lord, today that there's levels of focus that we have to come to be able to pray effectively and radically.
Yes, Lord.
There's critical thinking that we have to use when we pray because you've given us your mind. We have the mind of Christ, which means we can be humble enough to learn new things and gain understanding and take that to prayer so that we can have radical prayer as well. I thank you, Lord, today as you begin to open up your word to us, that it will open up new paths and opportunities for us to be discipled as well as to disciple others.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, today, and that will, as it pertains to prayer and the intercession and the watches, which I know possibly will be teaching about maybe sooner or later. There's different watches, and God's been dealing with me about that lately. And so I just thank you, Lord, today that we be effective, that we know because you're effective and there's many things that you have told us to do to take dominion, that our prayer shall be radical more consistently, more deeply rooted in your word, and our level of expectation will also arise as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. See, this is, I know that a lot of people do not believe in tag team teaching or tag team preaching. I do. I do. And this is why. This is why. With, you know, everything that everyone has said has only made this study richer. It's made it joyous. It's made it more powerful because God is getting even more glory. Hallelujah. So I just want to first and foremost, I really want to truly thank God for the family that I have in him. All right, now, last but not least, we're going to go to our Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen. Come on in the room, Apostle Flowers. Apostle Zeta, she done put herself up. Lord, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers, are you with us?
I am.
All right. You're on.
Okay. Yeah, I wondered what happened. Okay. I've been on all the time.
I know. I saw you.
Oh, okay. All right. I couldn't hear anybody for a while. Anyway, it's been a blessing. Everyone that has shared, it's been really a blessing. I really enjoyed everyone. And Mother Mati, praise God.
Yeah.
It was great. Yes, well, radical prayer to me is coming boldly, just like he said we could do, come boldly to the throne of grace. But also, like what Mother Mati said, that we come humbly because we're coming boldly don't mean that we're coming to try to make God answer our prayers or do anything that we're asking him for because he already has promised us. But we can come to the throne of grace, like he said, and he gave us that privilege. And so we can come boldly and ask what we are wanting him to do at the time or wanting him to give us, or sometimes we're praying for someone else, for their needs to be met. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so when we come radically, we're coming in a serious matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're expecting God to do exactly what his word says he will do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we come by faith, believing him, knowing that his word is true, and also knowing that he's not going to promise us, his children, anything and not come through for us.
That's
so
right.
He does come through for us. So I had, I had a couple of things that I wanted to share.
Amen.
Yeah. Trying to get back to it. 91st Psalm is one of my favorite ones. I'm not going there tonight, but I just wanted to mention that that is a wonderful prayer of protection. Praise God, and I consider that as a radical prayer because it says a lot. It says a lot, and here's a real short prayer that I have prayed in the past, and I have also prayed this prayer in praying for especially women that were, battered women in domestic violence. And that's in Psalm 71, verse 4, deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man.
Yes.
There are other scriptures, too, that go, along with it in that same passage. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there is more. It says, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side.
That's right.
And I know that is a prophetic prayer right there.
Yes.
Because we know God is going to do something for us. We that's prophetic because we already know it. And we can, in our prayer, we can speak that. We can say, I know you're going to do this for me. But the 23rd verse in this passage says, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. Tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame that seek my hurt. Amen. And
amen. That's
yes. Okay. I had another one in First Chronicles.
Go ahead, Cheryl. You have time. Go ahead.
And
we got about.
Okay. It's in First Chronicles, and this is First Chronicles, the 29th chapter, when David was acknowledging the fact that God had actually called his son Solomon, praise God. And I really love this prayer in the 29th chapter. And it's starting with this is the blessed prayer that David prayed before the congregation. And it's starting with the 11th verse. It says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and
yes.
and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom,
yes.
O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches
yes.
and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine
yes.
hand is power and might. And in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That was a prayer
Amen.
That David prayed in the congregation.
Yes, it was.
After acknowledging the fact that his son Solomon was who God had called.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Now I'm going to pray.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you for tonight, and we thank you for the subject of radical prayer on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we can come and earnestly pray our serious prayers to you. Hallelujah. Knowing that you will hear them. We know that we can be as specific as we want to be. And we know that you will hear. We know that you will move accordingly. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for it, Lord. We
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you that we can expect results from our prayers.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We come we come in faith, hallelujah, believing you and knowing what you have done, hallelujah, in past times, knowing what your word says, knowing what you will do, hallelujah, knowing that we have, many of us have already experienced, hallelujah, you answering our prayers, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for it tonight. We thank you, and we ask, Lord, that we will get into it even more so, praying more radically, especially with all the things
that are going
are
on.
Coming
forth
in our end times. Hallelujah. There is more and more reason to be praying, and we thank you for this in Jesus' name. We pray for Apostle Shirlene Cook. We pray for this ministry. We pray for all of those, hallelujah, that have ministries and churches. We pray, Lord,
hallelujah,
that we will continually walk upright before you. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace right now just praising you. I'm praising you for this time. I'm praising you for the teaching. I'm praising you for my family, Lord God. I'm just thanking you, Lord, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son so that just by us believing on you, we shall have eternal life. Now, Lord God, I come praying right now in the name of Jesus for every individual that doesn't know you and the pardon of their sin, Lord God. I pray that they would pray the most radical prayer of their existence, and that is to come asking you to pray that you will become their Lord and their Savior, that you, Lord God, will become the orchestrator of everything that they say and do. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, and I praise you and glorify you for all of those who are heavy laden. We know that you will carry their burdens and they will be lifted up. Lord God, I'm praising you for every shackle that is being broken right now, for every stronghold that is being torn down right now, for every breakthrough that's being had right now, Lord God. I pray that your people will begin to pray so radically, Lord, that we will see an outpouring of signs, miracles, and wonders, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that we will begin to pray in such a way, Father God, that you would shake everything up the same way you shook that prison as Paul and Silas prayed, Father God.
Yes,
I pray, Lord
yes.
God, hallelujah,
Thank you
would be praised and glorified so much, Lord God, that hallelujah, people, even if they were living under a rock, will know that you are the great I am and that you sent your Son to save us. Lord, I thank you for Mother Mattie. I thank you for the demonstration of her love for your people by rising above her own circumstances and praying according to your word. And she prayed your word, oh God. I praise you for Mother Mitchell, Lord God. Even though the devil wants to mess with her phone, we know that she loves you. We know that she's praying.
We
know, Lord God, that she is serving you. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because she is my biological mother. She raised me to love you. She raised me to praise you. She raised me to do what is right in your sight.
Yes,
and I just want to say thank you, Lord, because I don't know where I would be if you were not
thank
on my
you,
side. Lord God, I want to thank you for Bishop Lester. Lord, I thank you for the faithful man of God who stands on your holy word, who walks by faith, who operates according to your plan, Lord, and not his own. And Father God, he's an architect. And he still, he still will give up his plans for yours. So, Lord, we praise
you
for the man of God. We thank you for his heart to just reach your people with your holy word, Lord. I praise you for his wife, Lord, his beautiful wife by his side.
Thank you,
Lord, they are one of your power couples. I pray that you will just continue to bless them, oh God, because they are going to be reach many, 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 many people right there in Indianapolis. For your glory, Lord God. I just pray, hallelujah, as you prepare them to step into that, Lord God.
Yes.
Yes.
That everyone that loves them will pray just as radically for them as they do with them. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I praise you, Lord God, because you have given me a desire to love you and you alone. Lord, I don't care what the world thinks. I don't care what the church thinks. All I care about, Lord God, is what you know. I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made by you. I know that you know every hair on my head. Lord God, I know that you know everything that there is to know about me.
Yes, Lord.
And you love me anyway, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you. As Mother Matisse said, thank you for looking beyond my faults and seeing my needs. Thank you for prospering me, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Prosper me not with money, God, but prospering me with you in your love. Prospering me in the faith. Prospering me in my spirit. Prospering me, Father God, in your word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for ordering my steps in your word, oh God. I just praise you, Lord. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, oh God. So, Lord, we just pray for your people all over the world. We know that you sit high and you look low, and you know it's each and every one of them stand in need of. And what we praise you for, God, is we know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even
think
or ask.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you. Lord God, I thank you for being the lifter of our head. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you for being the equalizer in our lives, Lord. When the world mistreats us, when the world is ungracious, Lord, your grace is always sufficient. When others try to tear us down, Lord God, you lift us up. Lord God, we thank you. And thank you for lifting up the standards, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for making us more and more into the likeness of your son, Jesus. Thank you for moving us from faith to faith and glory to glory, Lord God, transforming our minds, our hearts, our spirits, Lord God, so that we can better serve thee. Lord, and we just thank you right now for all that you have done, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in this season. And all that you're going to do. Because, Lord, you don't call anyone to sit on the sidelines. You call us to serve. You call us to love.
Amen.
You call us, Lord, to be light and to be salt. And, Lord, I just pray that we all, hallelujah, would simply want to be that.
Yes,
I pray more of your people would stop looking to the left or to the right at what you're doing in somebody else's life and just focus on what you're doing in their life.
Yes, Jesus.
I pray in the name of Jesus that more folk would stop wanting to live holy with a twist and simply want to live holy. I pray in the name of Jesus that your people will remember that righteousness and holiness is still in the Bible. People want to live a new way in you, Lord God. But you have told us in your word, you change not. So, Lord, I pray for all of those who are being deceived. I pray for all of those who are just simply being rebellious. I pray for all of those who want to live holy with a twist. I pray, Lord God, they would come to a place where they would want to lay everything down in order to serve you. Now, Lord, that is my fervent prayer, and I want to thank you in advance. I'm praising you in advance because I know if we prayed it, you heard it, and you shall do it if it's in your will. So when we pray your word, we're praying your will because your word does not come back void. You are your word.
Right.
So, Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to know you in a greater way. From day to day to day, and it is in your son Jesus' name we do pray it all. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to be on this prayer thing. Hallelujah. I am going to be on this prayer thing, and I am not going to let go of it until God tells me that I can. So we're going to be sitting up on this war room, in this war room every first and third Monday of each and every month until God says stop. But
you,
it
Jesus.
Really, it truly is my prayer that
thank you, Lord.
You got a deeper understanding about radical prayer, because as I said, there is no one definition for radical prayer. Radical prayer is all that was mentioned here tonight. It's the going
Amen.
To God in love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the praying according to his word. It's about being in right relationship with him. It's about walking in integrity with God. He walks in integrity with us. Why shouldn't we walk in integrity with him?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's about being humble, honest, and true about where you are. You cannot live an abundant life if you will refuse to be real with yourself.
Right.
So I just pray that you will learn to pray the word of God with love and faith, that you will take the time to do it as Pastor Vanessa said, put everything to the side. Do like Psalm 37 said, delight yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
Delight yourself in him. Take the time
Amen.
To savor him. Take the time to just sit and soak him up.
Yes.
You know.
Thank you,
Jesus. Just thank him. And all, you know, we need to acknowledge him in all of our ways. We need to praise him through everything. And we just need to thank him for all that he has done. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. Tonight I was joined by Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and our beautiful and beloved Mother Mattie Scott. On behalf of all of us, it is our fervent, radical prayer that you have an incredibly blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our
Amen.
Household of faith to your house, we pray that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from the war room of Taking It to the Streets and all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful family. I love you.
Amen.
Good night.
God bless
love
you
me
all.
Too.
Good night.
God bless
I love
you.
You all.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Love you all.
God bless
Please
you, Mom.
Love
I love you all.
Well,
we're going to keep you and Mother Jesus in prayer. Good night, Bishop. I love you.
Good night, love you.
Love you,
babe. Good night, everybody.
God bless you, Mother Marquise.
Good. God bless you too and your family. Love you. Love you all.